Quiz. Answer? Because they're dumb. And telephones. Dave had given people here much neater, smarter, altogether more fabulous telephones than they'd ever had before. Now they wanted television as well, which Dave thought was pretty dumb in the first place, but monumentally dumb in the circumstances. But that, in turn, had been a pretty interesting problem, and Dave, of course, had solved it. But Dave had solved so many problems that he had inadvertently created a new one. Daveland was now a community of nearly 1,000 people, which made him kind of responsible. He hadn't expected to be responsible. He pulled up a bunch of long grass and swished it around fretfully. The early morning sunlight glinted off Dave's place. Dave's place was easily the largest and most gracious of all the buildings in, well, in the world. It ringed the summit of the hill opposite with elegant sweeping white stone walls and seeming acres of glass. The summit itself was laid out as a Japanese garden. Streams ran down through the house from it. Just beneath Dave's place, on the same hillside and contained within the same security compound, he couldn't believe he had to have stuff like security compounds now, and 40 of the 900-plus inhabitants of Daveland were now lawyers, was the Way of the Nostril. The Way of the Nostril was probably the single smartest thing that Dave had ever thought of. Even he, to whom most things that most people would think were pretty smart were pretty dumb, thought it was pretty smart. It was the single reason that all of this was here, and it had become the single thing that made Dave hum old Carpenter's tunes most, except maybe the lawyers. The sun was now gleaming brilliantly all over Daveland. It was pretty neat, Dave had to admit, but he also had to admit that he had kind of liked Daveland when it was just his own funny, stupid place to come to because only he was smart enough to get there. But one thing had led to another, and now all this. Here he was, only 25, and already beginning to feel like he was almost 30. Well, screw all that. Today he was going to have some fun. He picked up the large canvas bag and slung it back over his shoulders. Sam would have a fit. The lawyers would go nuts. Good. He turned and climbed further on up the hill. The hill was called Top of the World, and was named after the tune by the Carpenters. One of the great things about having your own world was that you could just go ahead and like the Carpenters on it. The hill got pretty rocky and craggy higher up, and Dave had to do a bit of rock scrambling to get to where he was going. Within about 20 minutes he was pretty hot and a bit sweaty, but he'd made it to the top, or at least the last significant flat bit, a solid slab of deeply rutted rock on which he sat, and dumped the bag. He gathered his breath for a few